Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Do my heart, I can't remember the dance or days. All that love
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York. You know, I have I've thought about this for a while. And I wanted to be able to share with all of you guys, really, on what it's really been like to be in the thralls of what you're doing. And kind of like locking everybody else out, if you will. And you kind of need that tunnel vision. You really do. You kind of need it. Because you've got to stay focused. You don't have time for a lot of the other ancillary distractions that will take you off your journey. And when you're called upon to do big things, well, you kind of got to get to it. And I feel that being the host of the Hair Radio Morning Show with my amazing crew has been a remarkable and almost predestined event or occurrence in my life. And so I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm so grateful every day that you tune in. We put together a remarkable broadcast live for 3 hours daily. Who else cares that much in the hair business? Who? So I thank you. I thank our amazing fans from every corner of the planet Earth who tune in. We are local. We're right next door. And we're across the country. And we're around the world. So the next time you think about taking in the latest podcast, if you will, or just hanging out with the Hair Radio Morning Show, I think this will cross your mind. So, listen, Maggie Anderson is up next, and I'm Carrie Hines. I just want you to just keep it right here and stay tuned. We've got a lot more to go, folks.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi, my name is Ajak Deng. I am 27 years old and I've been modeling for 8 years.
Hi, my name is Nya Kim Garowich. I am 25 years old and I've been modeling for 2 years.
Hi, my name is Leomi Anderson. I'm 24 years old and I've been modeling for nearly 11 years now.
Hi, my name is Kadia Diaz. I'm 21 years old and I've been modeling for 2.5 years now.
This one girl asked me one time, she's like, "Is it true that when Black people take a shower, or like the dark Black people take a shower, the water don't touch your skin? Like you don't feel the wet of the water in my skin, on your skin?" And I was just like, "Huh? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you get in the water, you're going to get wet, despite of your black, yellow, or purple."
One of the instances is where I was waiting at a casting for 3 hours. They'd seen my face. I'd been sitting there amongst the other girls. And when I finally got into the casting, they say to me, "Sorry, we're not looking for any African people." And I'm just like, well, that's 3 hours of my life I can't get back because of you, kind of thing. And I was just literally like to them, you know, if you're going to be racist, let me just tell you one thing. My heritage is Jamaican, but we're all from Africa. And they're just like, "Ah." I'm just like, really? Like, it's the ignorance is just like so shocking.
I had so many crazy experience with hair and makeup.
Being backstage and not having someone to do my hair right or do my makeup right makes me feel like I'm not represented. Like, no one just really cares about my skin color or my hair type.
Before I even had cut my hair like this, I used to have an afro. You know, you could do a lot with an afro. You know, you could either braid it or straighten it or curly it, but it was like, we don't know what to do with your hair. The texture is too nappy.
I always have to travel with a brush and gel. Because when I'm backstage, sometimes I have to do my hair or do my makeup. Well, it's not that they don't provide someone to do it, but they won't do it the way I like it, or it won't be, you know, what I want.
But I had an experience in Milan where I went through hell, basically. They glued in a whole head of extensions, they ripped them out, they blow-dried my hair, they straightened it, they put hairspray, and then literally he was just about to put like a really water-based gel on my hair, and I just turned around and I said, "If you put this in my hair, it's going to make my hair go frizzy." And he literally just started going off, like calling me like the B word, telling me, "Who do I think I am? Who do I think I'm talking to? He can end my career in 2 minutes. And this is when I was 17 years old and it was in a room full of people. I felt so embarrassed and I was literally in tears. And that was when I really realized that, you know, being a black model is a completely different experience.
I was at this campaign, and backstage they didn't know how to do my hair. So they felt like, basically they had a white hairstylist, and this guy didn't know how to do braids, and he just like parted my hair and did whatever he wanted with it. And I wasn't happy with it.
Backstage, yes, absolutely. Because not everybody has the correct products to use on dark skin. Or maybe they do have it, but they don't think of the whole undertone thing. Because, you know, I have a red undertone, even though I'm darker than most.
I feel like often black models have to redo their makeup. And I remember all, like, the black models coming to me because I was the only one with my makeup bag. Like, Leonie, I need some powder, the stuff that they're putting on me, they're trying to say it's translucent but it's white, like help me out here. So yeah, it's an instance that I've come across numerous amounts of time.
I feel like it's unfair because white models don't have to do it. I've been in a lot of backstage and it's only the black models that do that.
Most of the time, if a makeup artist doesn't know what they're doing with my skin, I just kind of want to be the teacher that they never had. Bring out my own my little, you know, makeup bag and just say, you know what, as you can see, this is the same, but this has more red in it, and this is just gray. So it's going to make my skin gray. But if you want, you can mix that with this, and then we'll get the perfect color of mine. And it's like, oh, most of the time they listen. Most of the time they want to fight you on it.
When I would go to a show or photo shoot, you know, and then I would sit at a makeup artist's chair, you know, and expecting them to, like, put on a foundation, highlight, you know, concealer, you know, all the type of, all the stuff you do for makeup. And it's like, as they never have any products for me. You know, I was like, we don't know what to do. And it was like, oh, this is my favorite line. You don't need foundation. Your skin is so flawless. I'm like, no, you don't have the foundation. It's not that my skin is flawless.
In New York, a lot of makeup artists know how to do black skin. So we never really have that problem in New York. In London, they kind of are very well advanced out there. They know how to do it. It's when you get to Milan and Paris, or like Spain, that they're just like, oh my god, I finally got a dark skin girl, so here's my darkest makeup brand I've never used. You're like, that's not right.
Why is it that if a white model says, ah, you're hurting me, it's like, oh, sorry, babe, but me, it's like, oh, your grandma must have, I'm just like, no. My grandma has a nice soft touch, lies, because everyone knows your grandma hurts your head, but she gets the job done, unlike them, so it's fine, you know?
This guy goes, do you taste like chocolate if I lick you? I was like, what? He's like, you look like you taste like dark chocolate. So I just want to see, can I lick your hand? I was like, no, you're not going to do that. And he's like, why not? I just want to taste it. I was like, lick your hand and you tell me what that tastes like. And he did. And he's like, it tastes like skin. I'm like, that's what mine tastes like. Have a good day.
The thing that really drives me is the fact as well that I don't know what the future holds. Every single day, every single season, we're seeing so much progression for young black women within all industries. So I'm like, if I give up now, who knows where I could be? I could be like the Oprah Winfrey of the fashion industry.
Brands are just trying to make black girls this trend, and it's not a trend. It's diversity, it's representation, it's everything. And it's sad, it's very sad.
I want to leave a good mark in the industry. I want to do something that's going to change a lot of people's lives and that's going to help the world, humanity. So the future is bright. The future is promising for us, and I think we all just have to stick together and work together because it's the only way we can make it further.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And I have a very special guest with us today. His name is Dr. Joel Freeman. Now, he is the founder, CEO, and president of the Freeman Institute. Dr. Freeman, I'd like to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you, Carrie.
Absolutely. Now, first of all, we've got to start at the beginning. Tell everyone what the Freeman Institute is.
It's a company I started back about 21, 22 years ago, and we have 8 arenas of expertise, and that ranges from workshops and retreats and keynote addresses to culture change, reality-based organizational change, and then I do executive success coaching. I do Black History and Diversity Day presentations, and I have a whole aspect that deals with entrepreneurship and business intelligence and creativity. and then do open registration seminar events for communities, and then also develop the Rosetta Stone Replica Project. The Rosetta Stone is not the language software company. It's the actual artifact that was used to crack the code to hieroglyphics back in the early 1800s. And the original is in the British Museum. It was made in Egypt on the west bank of the Nile. They found it in 1799. French soldiers did. But anyway, I have the world's first and only full-size three-dimensional replica that's available for the general public. And also have my own publishing company and other projects we work with. So that kind of gives you pretty much a quick overview of the Institute.
Sure. And tell the folks out there, where is the Institute located? And we'll take it from there in terms of what it's all about.
Sure. It's in Maryland, not far from Annapolis, Maryland.
Okay. And so I want to just let everybody know, as you were kind enough to just kind of give us a quick overview of the Freeman Institute, but when I looked at your website at freemaninstitute.com, I saw quite a bit of information, so many different things that really kind of piqued my interest, and I was just blown away, to be quite frank with you, Dr. Freeman. One of the things that we'll get into, there's so many different aspects, like I said, that we're going to get into, but one of my favorite parts that I uncovered on your site, of course, like some of the, you know, on a lighter side, some of the quotes that you have there are just fantastic. And so, you know, I just wanted to let you know that I'm someone who gravitates towards quotes and things of that nature. So when I saw it, and I look at your kind of your long list of items that you have on your site, and I see that you cover kind of everything, you really do, and you outline it there, you put it there. It's a lot of work that has gone into this. You have some wonderful things that you're doing, obviously, in the way of education, and you have, you know, just some great things historical content, reference. And then my other part, my other part of this that I absolutely love is that you have a huge collection, so of artifacts and things that you know, that document the African American experience, or the African experience, I guess, it if you were on some level. So, you know, we want you to walk us through just about everything. So, and then I'm going to end with the entrepreneurship, because that's another part of this that fits into a great deal of where we are today at the Hair Radio Morning Show and what we talk about quite often. So I've got a whole thing on that to kind of cover with you. So let's talk about this particular, before we even get into Annie Malone, which we will definitely get into, let's talk about I think I saw something that you had written, a documentary, if you will, on a white man's journey into, or through black America, I think it was. Why don't you tell the folks about this and how all this came to be, why this came to be, and how you got involved, because I understand that you're from Canada, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I ended up leaving home when I was 17. I come from a little town of Three Hills, Alberta, Canada, and I left home at 17, just started hitchhiking all around North America, long-haired hippie, dope-smoking fool, and just traveled probably 5,000-6,000 miles on my thumb. Pretty much all around North America. And then I had an experience that actually changed my life, that really caused me to revisit, you know, what my purpose was and what my goals were. I signed up for Bible school the next day. And
How old were you, if I may ask, at that point?
I was actually about 17.
Really?
I was 19 years of age. I'm sorry, 19 at that point.
Wow. Okay.
And then I ended up going to school. I became a pastor. I became chaplain for the Bullets, the Wizards, and the NBA.
Wow.
One of the first chaplains in the history of the NBA. And I started that in 1978-79 season. And
So what are the chaplain, for those of us who don't know, obviously we know what a chaplain does in general, but what did a chaplain for the NBA do exactly? Like, how does all that work?
Well, I'm actually writing a book about it right now called Finding the Open Man, subtitled The Surprising Benefits of Unselfishness. And basically the whole idea behind being a chaplain is to be a confidant, a friend, someone without any hidden agenda, someone who keeps everything in absolute confidence and is just there for the guys, is not there to take but to give. And it's such a rare situation for so many NBA players, because most people have a hidden and sometimes not so hidden agenda. And so sometimes they don't even know for a year to 2 years what their real agenda is for some people that want to get close to them, either through their kids, their wife or family, parents. They try to get through to the player. And so I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do it. And so I just knew I could love these guys unconditionally, and I could be a listening ear. I didn't always have the right thing to say, perhaps, but I could at least listen. And I think that over 20 seasons, I mean, there are 6 coaching changes, and generally speaking, a new coach brings in his or her new people, you know, depending on the WNBA or NBA or whatever. They just clear the deck and start with their own people. And to have survived 6 coaching changes, I still shake my head. It's remarkable to me that even happened. But it was a great ride. Got to know a lot of players and their families, and that, in a nutshell, is what it's all about.
So you probably I also understand that you used to get a lot of questions from these guys, and that's kind of what also helped to prompt you and kind of push you forward with getting to have a deeper understanding. So what kind of questions did they pepper you with?
Well, what happened is of course, you can imagine, when I was 25 years of age when this happened, and my first year, my first season, and I've always looked rather young, and you can imagine I probably looked about 16 or 17 years of age when I was 25. And so they're looking at each other and saying, "You mean we're supposed to spill our guts to that guy? You got to be kidding me." And so it was earning their respect. But I think that they were testing the seams of my soul and trying to, and the sincerity of my heart, by asking questions. It's probably unconscious. I don't think it was a conscious grilling or anything like that. But over time, they began to ask questions like, you know, what did Jesus look like? What part did people of African descent have to play in biblical and extra-biblical history? Just questions like that that I found that I did not have the responses to. Heck, I didn't even know what questions to ask. And so what happened is that little by little, it forced me to start researching so that I could have some type of a credible response to them. Then you fast forward. That was my first inkling, real inkling, that I needed to grow and expand. I never was interested in history in school, but that got me started. Then you fast forward to about 1995, I met a gentleman by the name of Don Griffin. He was the senior HR manager for a company, and by that time in 93, I had stopped pastoring and decided to take my pastor's heart into the business world. So I launched my own company called the Freeman Institute. And at that point, I was at his job, you know, working, doing some events for his senior leadership team. And between sessions, Don began to share with me his journey as an African-American male growing up, and some of the latest revelations and understandings he had about himself and about history. And it fascinated me. So I began to study some of the things that he was saying, began to research. I had that much respect for him. And I remember going to the library time and time again. There's no internet at the time. And I just would get these, what we used to call VHSs or videos.
Right, remember those.
And so I'd bring home a video, let's say, a series called Africa, A Voyage of Discovery by Basil Davidson. Is a BBC series, a man from Great Britain. And then I'd pick up the Eyes on the Prize, part one, part two. The Promised Land, about the move from the south to the, especially the Chicagoland area. And I just began to read books, and then I bumped into Ivan Van Sertima. And I remember calling him up. Someone gave me his home phone number. I called him up, and I said, you don't know me, and I barely know you, but I would like to get to know you. And what happened is that he began to share things with me, and then he got my address. The next thing I knew, 3 weeks later, I got a big, huge box of his books that he edited and wrote. And then I called him back and asked him if he would become my historical guide, my main historical guide. And we spent hours on the phone together where I'd read a book, and I'd redline it. I'd ask all kinds of questions, and he let me ask any off-the-wall question that was ricocheting around my little pea brain. It was just a fascinating experience.
Wow.
We had a great time talking. He's passed away now since 2009, and I miss him, you know, on many levels, but especially just hanging out with him on the phone, just talking with him about various things, bouncing ideas around. So
wow.
That kind of was the genesis to, and then I met a gentleman by the name of Mark Mitchell, who has a huge Black History collection. And Mark and I began to talk, and I just saw the power of his collection, the impact it had. It is a transcendent quality, transcending race and gender and generation and religion, class. I mean, just fascinating. And so I began to, he became a mentor of mine, and I began to develop my own collection, which is now well over 3,000 pieces. The oldest piece dates back to 1553. I've been able to do exhibits at the United Nations twice, and plus they've used some of my pieces and information on international exhibit that's going around the world right now. Clinton Presidential Library, I've done things in conjunction with the White House communication staff, also Secret Service 4 years in a row, FBI, just fascinating stuff that
wow.
has emerged as a result of this collection. It's opened up doors. And I find that especially when I'm speaking about diversity or Black history, it opens up the minds and hearts to receive what I have to share, because when people see 20, 30, 40 pieces of my collection and exhibit before I speak, you know, now they're intrigued. What's this? What's this white guy all about? What's his deal? You know, what's motivating him? And that's the cartoon bubble above everybody's head. And so I'm able to respond best I can to that. In fact, I have a website called whitemansstory.com. That white man's, no apostrophe on the S, man's, but whitemansstory.com. And that's my online response to that question that people have about, you know, what motivated me to get involved.
Well, I also want to talk a little bit more about this amazing collection that everybody is talking about, of course, that you indicated, you know, over 3,000 pieces. I think I saw in your video or somewhere where it even had, like, the shackles, if you will, for, like, that some of the slaves may have, you know, worn or what have you, in addition to so many other different things. What are some of the other standout items that are included in the collection? And I understand that it is online to some degree.
Yes, blackhistorycollection.com gives kind of a brief overview of some of the pieces, but it's blackhistorycollection.com, singular. And, you know, that one pair of shackles that I received, I was over in Ghana at the Slave Coast Castle, and I was talking with a gentleman there. His name was Stephen Donica. And I began to share with him a little bit about, you know, the film that I had co-created with Don Griffin and the book and some other things in my collection. And then I said, how would it be possible for me to get a a pair of shackles, a set of shackles from here, from Africa. And he says, I don't know, but I'll find out. And he brought everything before the village elders there, and they voted unanimously to donate a set to me, which he sent to me. And I've just blown away that they were that kind, and because I'm sure it's not an unlimited number of shekels they have available, and for them to do that, I just feel so respected by these the individuals who voted on this, and of course also Stephen Danica. And so the other pieces, I've tried to do, Carrie, is to develop kind of a more of a global picture, because I find that here in America and in some parts of Canada also, there's this intractable black-white situation where it's very hard to understand, to cross that no man's land, or so to speak, between the two races. And so I've tried to bring more of an international view. And because I really think that once people begin to realize that there were things going on in South America, in fact there's well over 3 million that right now that speak Spanish and Portuguese, people of African descent in South Africa, and many people can't imagine that and cannot understand it, but it just is. I have documents going back to 1553 from Peru, from Ecuador, from Argentina. Some of them are written in Old Spanish, so that even if someone knows Spanish today, they cannot even read these other documents. You have to have a specialized understanding about the Old Spanish script. And these are all slave documents. I've got an 11-page document from a hospital where slaves were, if they got sick, that's where they went, St. Bartholomew, just outside of Lima, Peru. And it's just an astonishing thing. And then also what I've tried to do with the collection is I tried not to spend so much time documenting the horrific and nature of the slave trade and all the rest of it, even though that's a part of the picture and is a necessary part of the picture. What I've tried to do is to showcase the inventiveness of it and the creativity of people who have been under the boot of slavery and the trade. And, you know,
and what have you found
Jim Crow
for the most
laws.
Part? Right.
Well, what I've discovered is I developed a metaphor that is not new, but I've applied it to this situation. It's called Blades of Grass in a Concrete Jungle. I commissioned a 90-second animated video that people can see on YouTube, Blades of Grass in a Concrete Jungle. And what it basically is the concrete is a metaphor for all the horrific things that have happened, ranging from lynching, the black code laws, and the depression where blacks were hired last and fired first, and just so many issues that it's impossible to exaggerate the horrific nature what people endured. But then we talk about the blades of grass who came up through, cracked through, and sometimes exploded through the concrete. So the thicker the concrete, the more inspirational the story. So by using this metaphor, it gives permission to talk about the horrific nature without it being a downer. Because then, as I mentioned, the thicker the concrete, the more inspirational the story. Once we begin to understand how terrible it was, and then we see the accomplishments of individuals in spite of how terrible it was, my goodness, I say, I think I've got problems. You know, I mean, here's an example of somebody who had everything stacked against them, and they still made something of their lives and an inspiration to their families. I mean, we all have concrete internally. Stuff like, you know, hey, I'm dumb, I'm stupid, I can't make it, I'm a fraud. You know, if people really knew what I was all about, that's the stuff that echoes in the minds and the hearts of just about every human being. And at one point or another, that can actually rob them of their purpose and their potential.
Right.
And so that we all have that internal concrete. I'm too short. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm too tall. I'm too this. I'm too that. My ears are too big. My ears are too small. My hair is not enough. You know, all that kind of stuff that gurgles around. But then you add to it the systemic issues in a culture that provide external concrete that actually can become so terrible and so demanding of a person's attention that it can actually cripple them and come rolling over them and just say, well, I guess I'm nothing. I might as well commit suicide. I might as well do something harmful to myself so that I sabotage my own success. But here are people that came up through it in spite of it. And that to me is, I just shake my head. And every time I see pieces from Andy Malone and Madam C.J. Walker and Frederick Douglass and Toussaint Louverture and other individuals, Marcus Garvey, I mean, the list goes on and on and on of individuals, Pearl Bailey. It just is astonishing to me what these individuals accomplished. And so what I've tried to do is develop a touchstone, if you will. For instance, like Pearl Bailey, I have the actual check that she was paid for her part in Porgy and Bess. And someone, I'm not going to tell you how much it was, because someone might say, how much was that? I'm going to say you have to go to blackhistorycollection.com and do a search for Pearl Bailey, and you'll find out how much she was paid for her part in the movie that came out in the early 50s. And so it just is amazing when you think of what people like her accomplished. I have Ethel Waters, her contract, her book, His Eyes on the Sparrow. It was a smash bestseller. And I have the actual contract signed by her and her co-author, the one who, the ghostwriter, not the ghostwriter, because he was declared that he wrote the book, but co-author with her, Charles Samuels. And then I have other items in here.
Well, Dr. Freeman, was it hard to kind of gather these items? How do you find these items? I mean, is it easier nowadays because of the Internet, I guess I should ask?
It's actually very difficult. If someone were to embark upon a collection like this
right
now.
Right, if I were to start a collection today, I don't think I would be able to do it.
It would be virtually impossible, and I'm not kidding. It is. Wow. I know what's out there and what's not out there, and it is the stuff that you get now are just reproductions, and there's a lot of fakes, and it's very hard. For instance, I have an original letter, handwritten letter by Frederick Douglass. It's almost priceless because where could you find one? You know, someone might say, well, I've got everything. No, you don't. You don't have a handwritten letter by Frederick Douglass. You know?
No, that's huge.
Someone like an Oprah or, you know, you name the names out there of individuals that would be interested. I mean, if they went out to look for it, they couldn't find some items that I've been able to bring together.
Wow. Well, I have to say, let me just remind everybody and kind of bring everybody up to where we are. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, today's guest is Dr. Joel Freeman, and he is the founder, CEO, and president of the Freeman Institute in Maryland. And we've been kind of following along and just thoroughly impressed with the amount of information that you have. You are truly a historian in every sense of the word, and an entrepreneur, and you just cover everything, really. I don't think I've seen anybody in a long time like this who I just, we're all blown away with this kind of information, this knowledge, and the willingness that you share, putting it out there, and it's quite remarkable. So I'm going to kind of turn to, I do want to talk a little bit about Andy Malone and some of the other folks that you write about. And I know we kind of glossed over the book a bit that you...
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's essential shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it, and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie
Hunt. I'm Vaughn of the Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, with me, I have a very, very special guest. We're talking about industry superstar and legend, an absolute legend in the hair and beauty industry, the one and only Mr. Bernard Bronner. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's your first time joining us.
And it's such a pleasure to join you.
Thank you. So now hold it. Let's jump on in. And I have to tell everybody, you guys are hearing some of the wonderful background sounds here in New York City because we are actually out and about. Just had a wonderful opportunity to sit in one of our favorite new places here in Manhattan. So, Bernard, though, I want to talk about Bronner Brothers. Let's just kind of bring everybody up to speed. Now, you guys, of course, we're looking ahead to what's next for Bronner Brothers. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. This is year 75 for us, and we do several things as a company. The number one is we make products. We make the BB family of products, which is Tropical Roots, African Royale, and just BB products. Then we do the world's largest multicultural hair show every 6 months. And I also, on the side, do Upscale Magazine, which is one of the few magazines. It's only Upscale and Essence now that are on nationwide newsstands. So Upscale is 31 years old now, and due to COVID, we had to little postponing of issues, but we are now back on the newsstands all over the country, and we look for a great year for 2022.
Wonderful. Now, talking about the amazing Upscale Magazine, as you just so clearly pointed out, what's one of the biggest things that you want the message to be about Upscale and reaching out to the community?
Well, I'm second generation Bronner Brothers, and the first generation, my daddy always felt like, he always used to say that a community is no better than the people in it. So he did all kinds of things to help develop the people in the community. And as a second-generation leader, I've taken that even further, and I love helping the community. One of my pet things is creating jobs. I've always felt like that is the worst thing can happen, a person lose their job. I've always said that once you lose your job, you next will lose your house. Then they'll come take the car. Then the family will leave you, the kids will leave you, and if you can't even afford to feed the dog walks away. So
wow.
you don't wanna have to be in a situation where you have no financial income coming in. So I have always loved providing jobs and helping people become entrepreneurs and finding that they can just, I mean, it's just a joy in helping people. So that's one of the missions that I have now is, like I say, I want to be known as a person who understands what our community needs and gives it to them. And like I say, my number one thing is providing jobs.
Wow. That means so much right now. I mean, you know, we're coming out of this period, let me just put it that way. We're forging ahead with amazing new opportunities. I see so much on the horizon for Bronner Brothers, for Bernard Bronner, and all that you're doing. And I'm just very excited. And I'm going to announce this. I'm going to just go ahead and put this out. We are launching Upscale Magazine Radio. And you heard it right here, folks. What can you tell us, Bernard? What do you think this is going to be about?
I think it's wonderful. So we're going to be working together and launching for 2022 Upscale Radio. And it will have a lot of hair radio interviews and a lot of hair radio, hair celebrities.
Exactly.
And it's going to be just awesome for 2022.
Awesome. Can't be any better than that. Now, I just want to say this, Bernard, and I appreciate you taking time. We never have a whole bunch of his time because you're a very, very busy man, and I so appreciate this in-person meeting, which we do so rarely here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But what can you leave us with today? What words, like you inspired me as you, you know, I said this off air, I said it on air. Bronner Brothers certainly has led the way. None of us really would be here. You know, you guys are a big part of the whole entire black hair industry. But what kind of advice or inspirational words you can leave us with today on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Well, the biggest thing is, we have all survived 2020, which means we are now tough and we can survive any and everything. So now that we've got all of the experience and have lived through a pandemic, we're tough. And I know Bronner Brothers and Bernard Bronner, we are going to show out for 2022 because we ready now.
All right.
Yes.
On that note, I want to thank you so much for being with us, and we look forward to all that you guys are going to be bringing to the table, as always. The one and only Bernard Bronner from Bronner Brothers. Who in the world doesn't know Bronner Brothers? Thanks so much, Bernard, for being with us.
You're welcome.
All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
My always knew I would feel that my
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
All right. Thank you very much, Valerie. Yes, it's mid-show, Wednesday, August 10th of 2022. It's hour number 740. And I'm bringing to the line right now my amazing co-star who helps us out right here on the broadcast. We're talking about the one and only Nicole Marie. Good morning and
good
happy
morning,
mid-show,
Harry.
Nicole Marie.
Yes,
okay.
Happy mid-show. Happy Hump Day Wednesday. Good morning to all of our fans. And welcome to mid-show.
Exactly. Yeah, we just want to remind everybody well, first of all, like I said, it's August 10th, so I've got just 2 days to, you know, until the big 4-0 is here that
exactly.
I'll be celebrating at my surprise party.
You're counting
party.
Down.
Countdown right here on the air live. So I'm real happy. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little later in the show. But, yeah, I'm real
now,
happy.
Carrie, let
it's,
me just
it's
say,
fantastic.
You're getting this morning started very well with Anita Baker. I'm loving Anita Baker.
Yeah. Ah, you're talking about our amazing music tribute. That's right. This week, we are really focused on kind of highlighting the incredible career of Miss Anita Baker. She kind of ruled the 80s, for those of you who are around then. And if you weren't, this is a great way to learn who she is. She's still
and Carrie, let me just say, she was born in Toledo, Ohio.
Really?
I have to put that plug in. Yes, it was.
Okay. When was this?
Oh, let's see. I'm not sure what year she was born. I can look it up. But she was born in Toledo.
Oh, born in Toledo, Ohio.
She was born in Toledo, Ohio.
Born there. Oh, born there.
Well, she has as well. I'm saying, but she was born there. You know, I always have to represent Ohio. That's my home state. Hey,
that's your
you
home state, the Buckeye State.
Oh, yes.
All
the
right.
Buckeye State. Once a
Buckeye,
always a Buckeye.
Yes. I actually stayed, when I was a flight attendant, I stayed overnight in Cleveland and had some great friends from there. I want to say one of my colleagues, you know who else I believe is from out there? I believe the singer... I believe Regina Bell's people were out there somewhere. So I've got to look that up as well. But, hey,
well,
listen.
A lot of great musicians and groups and so forth have come out of Ohio. And I'll touch on that later.
Ohio,
I'll fill you in on that later.
Yeah, well, you will, because I can't wait. That's a great discussion. Now, I've got to tell everybody, we've got to touch on some of the hot topics of the day. I want to kind of bring everybody up to speed on what's happening. First, let me just say this. You guys heard we ran Bernard's interview, and he's the man behind Upscale Magazine. You know, he's with his family, Bronner Brothers, which is having their event a little later this month in Miami, Florida.
Miami.
So real excited about that. Yeah, for 2022. Wow. Big stuff. Got the Upscale magazines to share the actual physical magazine in my hand for the August edition. It's gorgeous. It really is. And so we'll talk a little bit about that as well. We'll be having a whole conversation on it next week. And all of us will be talking about some of the incredible articles that are part of this, plus a lot of my own graphics. I kind of got a little unofficial connection, a little bit more responsibility with the mag, with Upscale. I'm so excited about it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so it's going to be really great. And I'm looking forward to all of that. So we'll talk a little bit about all that wonderful good stuff. Also, we've kind of put together, listen, in a different note, kind of big slightly,
I told everybody yesterday that Michael and I had participated. You guys know Michael Hopkins, the illustrious host of that talk radio show that airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 right here on our network. So, Michael and I got to do the King of Claims, and he helps veterans, and just so that you guys are aware, with issues and things like that to resolve, to help them, disabled veterans, so to help them financially each month, a little bit more in their pocket. So his radio show is very popular, and he was great. He came on to this. This is a whole different thing. It's a video. My brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, is there on camera. He asked me to kind of lend my talents as host to this presentation, which I did. It was on something totally different. You know, when kind of faced it's a very serious, somber topic about, firearms and the people who are faced with these horrible situations with these, kids acting out and, you know, in supermarkets and all this stuff in the churches and shooting up everybody. So,
and it's happening more and more. It's so important.
Well, it's happening more sadly, as is pointed out in the video. But the great news is what happens is the discussion gets muddled because it becomes a political conversation. So a red versus blue state type thing. So nothing changes, and it's just a conversation that's deafening to folks. So what I love what my brother did, and his company, he has his own company. I've never actually talked about it on air, but he has his own business. And what he did was in this video that I put on YouTube, it's there. So I hope he doesn't mind. Sorry, big brother, Dr. Leroy Hines. I put it out there on YouTube as well. So where everybody can see it and watch it, because I think it's important. And Michael, we'll have him on to talk a little bit more about it as well, and we'll get in a little bit of that in the next couple of days or so. But it's very interesting. Check it out if you can. It's on my Facebook. I shared it under the Hair Radio Association. So if you're not a member of the Hair Radio Association on Facebook, you won't see it. We have about 900 members there. But you can also go to YouTube under Carrie Hines. And you'll see it right there on my YouTube page. It's time for some candle talk. I have missed our candle queen. And I'm real excited to talk about candles this morning.
Yes.
We'll find out why with Miss Blue.
Excited.
Yes. So let's get her on the line. She comes to us out of Florida, talking about Miami, but I want to say that Blue is up in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida.
We're just so excited. Yeah, so a little different part. Blue, good morning. Good morning from our favorite
morning,
Divine
Blue.
Energy Candles. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How's everyone
right.
today?
Happy How are
Wednesday.
You?
Yeah. Happy mid-show.
Wonderful.
Doing,
yes.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Doing great. Yeah, so we were just talking about Miami down in Florida with the Bronner Brothers show, and I think you had mentioned, so how far is Jacksonville again from Miami?
Please don't quote me. Probably 4.5 hours, give or take.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. That's not too bad.
You know, I'm up here in New York. I have no idea. You could have said it's an hour, 15 minutes. I would have bought it.
Oh, no.
yes. And it's crazy because I've flown there many times. And
right.
But I've never, and I've had little rental cars and stuff like that. And I've been to Fort Lauderdale. I remember driving from Fort Lauderdale to Miami. And that's about all I remember, folks. I remember, I think the highway was 75 or something like that. That's all I remember. I remember anything else. So anyway, it's great to have you. Yes, well, Candle Queen, Blue,
Candle Queen.
How do you like I call you the Candle Queen every day? We always
it's
Blue here.
It's just perfect. I love it.
Oh,
I love it.
That's
I will definitely live up to my name.
I
yes,
really
you're definitely the Candle Queen.
Yeah, it comes right to mind. It's not even like something that is not there. It's just right there. Mm. I almost think of the Candle Queen before I think of Blue.
And she is the queen.
She is the queen, exactly.
The queen. Yes.
Yes, and what really makes you the queen of candles is because of this incredible business that you have, Divine Energy,
exactly.
Which I love, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, the whole thing, which is just fantastic. And so
love it.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
I have to say, this is our first time really chatting on air. I received my incredible, I call it an early birthday gift from Blue that I just got, and I love it. I love it.
Wonderful.
I posted it on to our online for the Hair Radio Online community to see. It's there under general discussions, I believe, or the Hair Radio Show. Plus, I'm setting up. I can't wait because Divine Energy Candles is going to have its own page. So so we're working
so
on that. We'll
about
get that,
that
out to everybody. Me too. And that's going to be nice because, Blue, the reason is we have to get everybody to know that there is a scent of the day.
Yeah.
There's
absolutely
a scent of the day.
Absolutely.
And I'm so torn. All these scents of the day candles that you keep mentioning, I was telling Carrie the other day when I was talking to him, I'm just going to have to order one of everything because it's so hard to choose. Just listening to the name
God.
And how you describe them, the different scents and so forth, it seems like it's going to be very hard for me to choose. So we're going to see how this is going
to
go.
Just try to do two at a time, you know, that way you don't get overwhelmed with all the scents because there's a lot.
Yeah,
but yeah, you will love each and every one of them, though, for sure.
Well, listen, I want to take a moment to describe this to everybody. Like I said, I got my package, which was beautiful and a great big surprise. Your candles are not just beautiful; everything is well packaged. So, for Divine Energy candles, I was just blown away. And so here I get these gorgeous candles with their different colors, as you'll see there. And the one that got my nose just a whiffing, which they're both incredibly beautifully smelling, beautiful scents, we say. And I have to say, for the bow ties and bourbon one, which you know is always had me from the moment you mentioned bow ties and bourbon.
Yep.
It just got me. And it smells everything that I had imagined it to smell. It really does.
Yeah.
It has the scent that I had imagined it to have. And you knock it out of the box. So I know you give us a different scent each day, and we love you for that. But I got to say, I'm raising my hand. That is, you knocked it out of the box with that. So,
well,
you, like Nicole Marie was saying, yeah, you got other scents. So we got to give everybody the scent of the day. So I'm going to be quiet. And Blue, I'll let you take it over. What's the scent of today?
The scent for today is called Distinguished Gentleman. And Distinguished Gentleman, that is a rich, warm aroma of sweet tobacco blended with bourbon, surrounded by notes of oak and vanilla. And this scent, it will make you think of sitting in a big comfy sofa in a high-class gentleman's lodge.
Now, how on this earth, like, who in the world do you have coming up with these incredible names? The descriptions alone make you want to, like, okay, I got to get that.
Right.
Does your dog
you can't
want
to
tell because you have the white. You have the white candle, and that is Distinguished Gentleman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carrie had
the
sneak peek before I even got to tell you guys about it. He has the candle and everything. So that way, I'm describing it. He can smell it and be like, "Oh yes, yes." You know, he has it right there. Distinguished Gentleman.
I do, and let me tell you something. Both, I love these candles so much. I immediately put something onto Facebook. Immediately.
So, I was so surprised. So you displayed them beautifully. You really displayed them beautifully. I love the way you got them set up over there.
Yes. Well, we're just getting started with Divine Energy Candles. I'm looking forward to. Now, and I'm going to keep my fingers crossed because, you know, big surprise that I have not really talked about on air is that my Carapi shampoo and conditioner and all that Carapi products that you guys know are my signature hair products line will be back. And I'm going to see if I can get Miss Blue to help us with our amazing, I would love for her to do a beautiful Carapi candle, which would encompass the incredible scent from our products as well. So we're going to try to collaborate on something you guys.
Absolutely.
And
if
anybody
can
do it.
That would be wonderful. Yes, that would be fun. I love
mixing
fragrances, so this is going to be a nice adventure.
Oh, I can't wait. If anybody can do it, the Candle Queen can.
We certainly can. Now, Blue, I have a quick question for you. A quick question for you. When you are naming the scents of your candle, do you have help with that? Like, does your daughter help you? Do you ask other people?
Oh, yeah, I have help at the smelling.
Okay.
Yes, I definitely have help. You know, I have a lot of testers that will put their nose to the test because after you smell so many fragrances, you kind of get like scent block or something like that.
Together.
So I got to sniff some coffee and get my nose cleared out and stuff, you know. That helps us, you know, be able to go to the next scent and the next scent, you know. But, it's not, you know, I'm a one-person show. However, I do have help when it comes to naming the fragrances and to smelling and testing.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
On that note, I'm going to get with Blue a little later because what I'd like to do is offer some of our incredible stories to that we envision that would be nice to read while you are enjoying that amazing scent. So I'll be working. I'm going to offer some of my amazing cards that will also share some great stories, and we'll put all that stuff as well onto our wonderful In Our Hair Radio online community. So this is good. We haven't even gotten started yet with everything we're going to be doing. So I'm super hyped about it. Now, I got to say, I just want to take a moment to talk about this. You know, we always bring up some kind of interesting topic. Nicole Marie, I think you mentioned this about, I was shocked, and Blue, I don't know if you saw this, but Nicole Marie, I'll let you tell it. What you've got something to share with everybody. It's a sentiment. And it's about, it's girl power, so I'm going to just let you take it away.
Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah, you need your own intro song. So go ahead. What do you want to tell us about this morning?
In our girl power talk this morning, Serena Williams, who I love so much, like I had mentioned before, I do play tennis. I'm a big tennis fan. And Serena Williams announced that she will evolve away from tennis after the upcoming U.S. Open, which will be held this August. And I'm so sad about that, but I understand. She said that she has to focus on being a mom, her spiritual goals, and discovering a different but just exciting Serena. Over the past 30 years, Serena has been such a dominant role model and a dominant force in women's tennis, and she is just amazing. Just amazing. She has won 73 career single titles, 23 double titles, and 2 mixed double titles. She is a 4-time Olympic gold medalist, and this is just key right here that I didn't know. She has won over $94.5 million in career prize money, which is more than any other female athlete. That's just amazing.
Wow.
So
that's a lot of
Serena
money.
Said, that's a lot of money. And something else interesting, she said that she doesn't like to think of her legacy, which was interesting to me. But she said that because of her opportunities that she has had in her career, she wants women athletes to feel like they can be themselves on the court can play with aggression, can be strong yet beautiful, can wear what they want and say what they want to, and be proud of it all. Just be proud of what they're doing and of their accomplishments. And she wants people to think of her as symbolizing something bigger than tennis when they think of her. Also, Serena said that she never wanted to have to choose between tennis and a family because she doesn't feel like it is fair. Now, when she was pregnant with her daughter, she was 2 months pregnant when she won the Australian Open. And a lot of people didn't know that. But going back to her retirement and so forth, as we get to our question of the day, men don't have the pressure so much, but do you believe, is there a double standard? Would you choose family over your career?
Yeah, wow.
What do you think? What do you think, Lou? Do you feel like there is a double standard?
Sometimes it can be. It depends, I guess, the situation.
Exactly.
But yeah, I respect her decision and what she wants to do because she has put in a lot of time since she was a little girl.
A lot of time. Yeah, you know, that's all they know.
Put her time with her family.
Well, can I jump in as a guest on your girl chat?
What's your opinion, Carrie?
This morning. I'm going to jump in and weigh in on this, and I'll tell you what I think. Okay, first, it is a good question of the day, but here's what I say, and that is that, you know, us guys, we don't have to. We're never confronted with a decision. Are you going to choose family or are you going to choose your career? No one even asked, guys. I've never been asked. Are you going to do your career? No, it just doesn't sound right. It's not a societal norm that we've grown up with. Women have unfairly been just expected to, to be super Wonder Woman. So you have to have both. And you're expected to do both, and there was, you're expected to do it all well. And this is something I've been able to visually see since doing the Hair Radio Morning Show and being so much closer to these incredible women surrounding us here on the broadcast and all the fans. So I've learned a lot. Now, I'll tell you the other thing, interestingly enough, with Miss Williams, I love that for Serena and for both of the sisters and the movie and all this that has surrounded them in recent years. I remember being a first, someone contacted me. This is back in, say, I don't know, maybe 2000, 1999, 2000 or 2001. This is how long I've been doing the Hair Radio Show. And everybody, my name was already out there. So the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC, you guys know this is the newspaper that's down in Georgia. Now, I'm in New Jersey at the time, northern New Jersey. And the AJC newspaper contacted me for a quote on the Williams sisters. This is how long they were out. They were out there then and at the beginning peak. And they asked me for a quote on their hairstyles, and I gave them a quote, and they literally put me in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution newspaper, which was my first time being in the newspaper. I'd been to Georgia, so I've been to Atlanta. I'd seen the newspaper, but I will never forget it. And that was the first time they quoted me on, I started to learn my power in this industry and where we would be.
And that was the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. So I'm grateful for them, and I wanted to shout them out. And I love the Williams sisters. I am a big fan, and no, it's not fair, but that's the way society is. It's not a fair society, as you guys know.
So true.
So
true.
Our job is to make it fair. So that's
exactly.
That's where we are. So great talk today. Now, listen, we got to get on the hopper. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to quickly ask you, the U.S. Open is going to be in New York City. Are you going to try to attend any of the matches?
No, I won't.
No? All
no,
right. You'll
kidding.
Be watching
I love it. I've been to, like, some of the other things and all of that, but no, I don't. I'll follow it on TV and all that. But I love them, and
okay.
we support them. Thank you. Great job, Nicole.
All right.
Hey, we got to get on the hopper. Michael Hopkins has been standing by this morning. Out of beautiful Spotsylvania. I'm curious to know what he thinks about your question of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And let's ask Michael Hopkins, has he, if he's had to make a choice in terms of career over family. Michael Hopkins, good morning. You're on the Hair Radio Morning Show live on this Wednesday morning, August 10th. Of 2022, it's about 7:52 in the morning. Our show number is 7:40. Michael, I'm not sure about all that background noise and whoever's doing the moving around, but please put your phone on some mute. Hopkins, you have been with us. You've been listening to today's broadcast. What do you want
to win? Good morning, Michael.
Have you ever, good morning. Have you ever had to choose between your family or your career? Michael Hopkins, the host of Vet Talk Radio. So what do you
think?
Oh,
I sure have as far as military career, because I did all three in the Army. I did active duty, guard, and reserves. And it got to a point a little after 9/11, and I was supposed to be deployed. Unfortunately, I had back issues at that time, so I was in a non-deployable status. And things were, like, really helter-skelter at that time as far as, you know, the military, what we were doing, guard, reservists, all of that, active duty. Well, it got to the point where I was, like, an individual ready reservist. I wasn't with a unit. And then I had an opportunity to be with a unit, engineering unit. I was going to be the communication sergeant. Well, at some point in time, my wife came to me and she said, look, at that time, my son was about 13, 14 years old back then. And I had spent so much time in the military because I did like 21 years of the United States military. And it just got to the point, she said, she just came to me. She was honest with me, Carrie, and family. She just said, look, you have not spent any time with your son, and he's becoming of age. So you might want to think about this before you go join up again, see the world, join the Army, and all this other stuff. So I thought about it long and hard, and I said, you know what? Yeah, I mean, I've done my time for the United States Army, did all three. So I'm going to go ahead and hang up my uniform and spend more time with my family, especially my son. So, yeah, I've had to make that hard decision. It was a hard decision because I really enjoyed being in the military. Even though it was the reserves, I was a weekend warrior, I had been doing it for so long, it was enjoyable. You get to see things, do things that most civilians will never get a chance to do. So, definitely understand what she was going through. And you know, another thing, you know, Kay, when you're an athlete, doesn't matter, male, female, and they had been playing tennis for so long, after a while, you know, it's just like being in the military. It takes a wear and tear on your body. And I had figured that out with them a long time ago, and I kept telling my wife, I said, it's going to be a point in time they're going to have to stop playing. Basketball players,
but isn't
football
that true
players.
For everybody, isn't there a point where we all, and I don't even want to think about it. I got to tell you, we're going to have to continue this convo because this is huge. And, you know, is there a time when it comes down to, okay, it's now time to, you know, I got to pick some new hair radio host. It's time for me to, you know, pass the torch on. And, but she seems so competitive that I don't think that was the mindset in that way. That's just me and my belief. But whatever it is, she has done her job.
Yeah,
and
that's
we wish her. She's done her job, and we wish her so well.
And just
everything.
Think, she has been quite a role model, especially for African American women. She has been one heck of a role model, and she did Nicole Marie. She paved the way for African American women. Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
They paved the way to show that. You, as an African-American woman, you have options. You have things that you can do. You don't have to be stereotypical. And that's what I loved about both of them. I kind of followed their career. I'm not a big tennis aficionado, but I just followed their career from being young ladies. And the next thing you know, they're getting older. And then they're learning how to diversify. And that's the other thing I loved about them. They learned how to diversify their business. And let's just face it. Reality is tennis is a business. And they got schooled on certain things to do with tennis. Not just play tennis, but you turn it into a business and you have other outlets. Other things so that you have residual income. And that's what I loved about them. They started branching out, having residual income. I mean, I loved it.
That's what you're supposed to do in every aspect. And we're going to definitely continue to talk about this as we move along. Hey, we're expecting, we do have a caller in this morning that I'm so excited who should be joining us shortly. We'll keep an eye and ear out for her. She's a former co-host named LaSonia Nicole. And so it's been a while. I almost hadn't talked to her in like a couple years now. So we're going to kind of talk a little bit. She's a straight shooter, and so am I. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun. And we're going to kind of go back over some of the things can talk about being a radio show host and goes into a radio career as well. She's a hairstylist, and I think she's out in the Maryland area, and if I recall correctly, so I can't wait to have her bring us up to date on things that she's been doing and all of that. So I'm real, real excited about it, and I think this is going to be good. Hey, we've been just playing some incredible, incredible folks on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I tell you, I'm just real excited. I really am.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to try to get on a couple of different folks, and, you know, we've also been peppering everybody with some wonderful Anita Baker and Vanessa Williams and some of the great work from some of these incredible artists.
Of the greatest artists.
Of all time, really.
Of all time.
I got to get into the conversation. I'm going to weigh in on this whole thing with Khalees and Beyonce and the song that she, the milkshake coming through the yard song or coming through the milkshake yard or whatever it was.
Right.
She felt that, Beyonce, it's a mess. And we'll talk a little bit about it maybe between now and Friday so you don't want to miss our live chat mid-show. We're going to get into it. There are a lot of perspectives on this. We're going to break it all down for you. But here, this is one of my favorite, we're doing a little oldies this week. This is one of my favorite 80s hits from a power group that I used to just roller skate. Imagine me out there roller skate. This is In Vogue. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got a lot more to get into this morning right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
When I
had you,
had
Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have with me two of my amazing colleagues on this show, on the broadcast. We're talking about Michael Hopkins from Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys know him. And my co-host with the most, Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, guys. Good morning to both of
good
you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, yes. And good morning to everybody.
Awesome. Okay. Wonderful. We're all ripe and ready. Now, listen. I want to first. This is for you guys out there and all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Everybody who's listening from all the different corners of literally planet Earth and out into the universe out there. I want to kind of do something that we've never talked about on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Okay, guys, now you know this, and you sharp ear fans, listeners out there, you guys know that, you know, we're a breakfast show. We are on from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern, Monday through Friday. That's 5 to 8 Central. You guys know that. Right here through Block Talk, and we're heard through Upscale Magazine Radio as well. And that was shouting out fans everywhere. But, I've never figured out what our breakfast and morning habits or morning routines are. And so we're starting with our amazing co-host on the show to find out some of the things that they do in the morning. Like, let me lead off with this, okay? And then we'll see what happens with what you guys do. Okay, first of all, here's my morning routine where it pertains to coffee or tea, literally. And so I have to say, part of what I created in the Hair Radio Morning Show was literally to make sure that we are a breakfast show, that we are doing the broadcast. We are on in the mornings while folks are, you know, scrambling the eggs for the family and, you know, finishing their showers. And, you know, they're listening to what we're talking about right here on the broadcast on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so for me, the first thing I do, I'm going to ask you guys this. This is how much do you know about your co-host, Carrie Hines? Who can guess what time my alarm clock goes off each weekday morning that we're doing the Hair Radio Morning Show? You guys know we're on the air at 6.
4 o'clock.
Oh, my. Oh, well, we've got to see. Is that right?
I think it's more like 3 o'clock.
No. Nicole Marie is right. I'm up at 3 on occasion, in the morning, that is. But 4 o'clock, my alarm clock goes off. Usually I do wake up, so you're both kind of right, because I usually wake up prior to that. But, yeah, 4 o'clock, the alarm goes off. And the first thing I do is make sure my coffee pot is on. I've got to do this. And so I don't have a traditional coffee pot anymore. And I'll tell you, I was so upset because my sister in Philadelphia gave me a coffee pot as a gift several years back. And you guys know she's in Philadelphia, one of my sisters. She's in Philadelphia. I'm living in New York, in Brooklyn. And so I got into one of those kind of Uber-ish type cars. The gentleman picked me up to drive me to back to the train station. And I left her brand new coffee pot that she gave me, coffee maker, in. It was all in a box and beautiful, you know.
Oh, no.
In the back, something told me do not sit it in the back seat of the car. I set it in the back seat, and I got in the front seat. And the gentleman, who I didn't know, you know, was a driver and drove me to the station and jumped out of the car. And the moment I jumped out, I remembered. And so I tried to reach the driver back, and of course, I had to leave town. And so I told him, you picked me up at my sister's house. Why don't you just go back and drop the coffee pot off there? So he went back, and I think he ended up having a little crush on my sister. That turned into something, I guess, or whatever. I never saw the coffee pot again. Never.
Oh,
and
wow.
that was a good 5 years ago. And I've never, ever replaced the coffee pot. So what I usually do, this is my coffee routine in the morning. I have what's called like a instant. I love brewed coffee. Do not get me wrong. Who in the world? You can't be a coffee drinker and not like your coffee freshly brewed, okay? But I do. I love freshly brewed coffee. So I'm a serious coffee drinker. So I have to have an instant cup as soon as I get up just to kind of wake me up a little bit. And I usually do about 1 or 2 cups before I even, you know, go out to walk my dog. And then once I do that, then I come back in, and then I'll go down to the store. You guys know I'm in New York City, so I can easily walk to the store and get, a freshly brewed cup of coffee. But my coffee routine is, to make an instant cup of coffee. And I really, really do. And I'll tell you, when it comes to coffee, now I'm raising my hand, but how about you guys? Are you here for this? Are you decaf folks or are you caffeinated folks? I'm raising my hand in the bucket of the caffeinated. I like caffeine in my coffee. So I don't want instant coffee. If I want decaf, I'll drink tea. Well, not even tea is decaffeinated. I would just drink water. I haven't figured out the decaf folks yet. So I'm having my instant cup of caffeinated coffee, and I have a certain brand that I like, and I don't know about you guys. I can pretty much drink any kind of instant coffee. Here in New York, Cafe Bustelo is pretty popular, especially with the Latino folks, which we shout them out here, as well as Maxwell House. I think Sanka is decaf. I'm not sure, but I could do that too. But my number one favorite, and I love, like I said, Maxwell House, you know, but I think my number one favorite is it's not Maxwell House. It's the most flavorful. It is the most flavorful in the morning. Oh my goodness. And it's not, what in the world, it's Taster's Choice. Had to think of it for a second. Taste.
Wow, man, they've been around for a long time.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, guys, that
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. We're a business that's just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Mitch. Well, actually, it's our spotlight hour. Did I say Mitch Show? Yeah, well, it's the third hour today. It's about 8:16 in the morning. It's Wednesday, August 10th of 2022. I'm so happy to be with you guys today. We've been kind of having a great show here with a whole lot of different kinds of talk and all kinds of things. Right now, it's a very special moment for me personally, and I'm just so excited to bring this next guest back to the show. It's been a couple of years, and we're going to talk about some things here, so I think you guys need to hold on to your seat. I think she's a whirlwind. She is a force out there. We loved having her on the show. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Going to get into a whole bunch of that. It is my great honor to bring back to the line one of our greatest co-hosts of all time and my present company, present co-host, no shade on her part. That's another Nicole. We'll talk about all that wonderful good stuff in just a bit. We're going to be joined by Nicole Marie at about 8:30 this morning, and she's coming in as well, like a gale force. But right now we're bringing to the line the one and only LaSonya Nicole. LaSonya, welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning to the Hair Radio Morning Show world out there. Thank you for having me back and having me to join you today.
Well, it's a great pleasure. It really is. So I got to go back a little bit. I've got to remind everybody just how incredible you were here on this broadcast. It goes back a little bit, and I remember, LaSonya, you and I, we did a lot. And back then, the shows were, they were, Hair Radio has always kind of morphed along with the times and the people. You know, every set of energy is different for the show. So when you were on the show, it was crazy what was happening in the hair business, if you remember. I think this was, were we in the pandemic or was it, I think it had just
Yeah, the pandemic was really just kicking off. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy.
It was crazy. One of my favorite times, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, was the Nurse Leslie. Do you remember that? You remember Nurse Leslie?
Did
a whole piece. Yeah, from
she was doing with Barberside, right?
You got a good memory. Okay, yes. So, gotta catch up. You know, we got a lot to talk about. So, we're gonna have you with us for the hour. You're gonna get to mix it up with another famous Nicole here, Nicole Marie. So, we are so excited, and I couldn't be happier to have these incredible two women, accomplished ladies, in their own right, to meet officially right here live on the air. You guys are gonna be witness to all of that. But first, LaSonya Nicole, let's talk a little bit about the great LaSonya Nicole. Let's go to first. Now, I remember where you're based out of. Well, do you remember what I used to call you? I don't think she remembers this. I give everybody a queen name here on the show. And you had a queen name. So if you don't remember, I'm going to hold you. I'm not going to mention it until the very end of this show today. So you'll have to stay tuned if you don't recall. Okay, so we'll talk about that. And but let's talk about where are you based out of? Weren't you in like the Maryland area somewhere?
I surely am, what we call the great DMV, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. So I am in the DMV.
Listen, do you remember every show we talked about this? I still have people asking, what is the DMV? I think I just responded to that about a week or so ago on the show. Still, all these years later.
Yes,
I am
in the DMV. That's what we run. That's just a simple way to say it. You know, I'm actually like kind of like right in the middle of all of that. So
okay. That's
where I am,
Wow. Directly
stationed outside of Baltimore.
Wow. Well, what I recall most, now you're a hairstylist, and we're going to remind everybody about that. So that was always great to have you on and talk, and we would do little things. Let's ask you, what do you remember about being, because it's been a while. It's been a while. So what do you remember most about the Hair Radio Morning Show? And it's okay, you can hurt my feelings this morning. Go right ahead. What do you want
to
say?
I'm definitely
so
not here to hurt any feelings.
No, I'm teasing you.
I think if I say what do I remember most about it, it's probably going to be, you know, different conversations. You know, when I was on the Hair Radio Morning Show, there was like, you know, a lot of hot topics that was going on. So we were dealing with COVID, Self-Made had just came out, and Annie Malone and dealing with Madam C.J. Walker. Then there was the George Floyd riots that were taking place. So, you know, we were on the radio show when there were some huge pivots and coming together and separations of the country.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are some of the biggest topics, I think. You know, really bringing out Annie Malone and her family which caused me to continue networking with the Turnbull family. So I think probably be like the biggest things. I think one of the fun parts there was the natural hair. Yeah, there was the natural hair segments that we did. Then there was always the Friday morning panel. So those were some of the things that were going on, but those things would be, you know, like heavy, big topics. You know, most weeks.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We were really 60 minutes for the hair. We really were for the hair people. We were like the TV. You know how the 60-minute TV show, the news thing goes on, you know, goes in
Sundays
here. Well, we were doing just that. We had brought up a lot of amazing topics, as you just reminded us. And we just brought everybody together. Everybody had an opinion. Everybody was really outspoken. We had folks that were on from different aspects of the hair industry and other folks who joined us, as you mentioned, some amazing folks. I had forgotten that. I didn't even remember that that was the time of Self-Made. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It doesn't seem like it's been that long ago for Self-Made, but, yeah, I guess you hit it on the head. So now I have to talk a little bit with Sonya Nicole. And so it's just, you know, I'm just pivoting now from Nicole to Nicole. So what about the family? How is your incredible family? We've got to shout them all out this morning and all that wonderful good stuff. So how's everybody?
How's
your wonderful husband doing? The kids, everybody. We want to hear it.
Yeah, they are doing absolutely wonderful. My husband is doing great. My 15 and 16 year old now.
We've got to give
them a shout out this morning. Yeah, Mr. Thomas.
Yeah, Mr.
Thomas is doing great. My
good.
Two guys, they are the 15 and 16 year old. They are, I call them LG, life is good. They're living their absolute best lives as long as they're
like
on the diamond.
Brand.
Life is great. Yes.
I remember that.
As long as they're on that diamond, they're on that diamond pretty much 365 days out the year. So they're extremely happy when they're on that diamond or in their room playing on the game system. You know, life is great for them.
Well,
then,
it's
my mom
great
is good.
For you too.
I think it's a little greater for them. I mean, I want to be like them. They have no stresses, no thoughts in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my daughter is back from.
My daughter
is back from West Virginia. My son is traveling the world out on a ship in the Navy, all over the place. So he's
really
enjoying that life.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's changed a lot.
Well, for the family, what you're telling me now is drastically different than I remember. I remember back then.
In 2020, my son was on the ship. My daughter was in West Virginia, and the boys were still playing baseball.
I remember you had your daughter in West Virginia. And I remember one of the big things that jumps out at me is that I always call, because you were right there. You were one of those incredible moms who was very hands-on and a part of your family's life. You're not just somebody who phones it in. And I've always respected that. Birthdays always meant a lot to Lasonya Nicole. I was paying attention.
Oh, they
Many
still are, like, huge. Like, birthdays
are huge.
Yeah, they're always going to be huge. Like, they are, like, huge. Like, my 16-year-old just had this huge 16th birthday party that people are still talking about. People wanted to know, like, how I pulled this off, what I did, you know. Birthdays.
Wow.
Birthdays to me are like Christmas. Like, I don't go all out for Christmas. Well, I go all out for friends and family for Christmas, but I don't go all out for my household for Christmas. But your birthday, it's almost like the world is yours. Like, you know, you name it, you're going to get it on your birthday. That's
and you
how
know what,
around here.
Sonya Nicole, I kind of feel the same way. You know, I really do. I've always loved birthdays. Now, I don't expect much for, you know, people giving me, although I will say this, I'm raising my hand. In 2 days, I will be celebrating my 35th, or was it the 40th?
You'll be celebrating the anniversary of your 35th birthday. I got it.
Now you see, this is the Lasonya Nicole I remember with those wonderful zingers. Yes. I'll be selling the anniversary, but I love that. That's true. So birthdays, they do mean something. And that was always something that always resonated. I always appreciated that about you as well. You're big on family. Now, what's going on in the way? Well, hold it. Before we get into the hair care side and all that wonderful good stuff, it is so nice to have you back. It is. I remember... There's one song that I always used to play on, like, I think you did something on Wednesdays, I think, and I always had in the song about my, the hair song, the Indie Irie song, which I'm going to put that on today.
Oh, Indie Irie, I'm not my hair.
Yeah. That was
I love that song. That used to be my ringtone for a long time. Yes, I am not my hair, but Indie Irie.
Well, listen, what we're going to do, we're going to take a little tiny music break with Miss India Ari and all that is great about that song. I do have that song on on our little playlist here this morning, just for you, and I think that'll be really nice. And then when we come back, we're going to get some time in with my current co-host. Her name is Nicole Marie, and she is out of Water Valley, Mississippi, so she's in Central Time Zone. And she is accomplished in her own right, being a sitting member of her city council down there. So we're going to talk to her. We're going to introduce you to Incredible Nicoles. That's what I call you both this morning on the show. And so we're going to have some fun and just enjoy ourselves. So stay with us, everybody. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. We'll be right back. Here's I Am Not My Hair. Okay. Stay with
us. Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13 and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. 15 when it all broke off. 18 and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair.
Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be.
You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey.
If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
hey, I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my creativity. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. On national television, diamond eyes are sparkling, bald headed like a full moon shining, singing out to the whole wide world like, hey, hey, hey,
I am not my hair.
I am not my hair.
I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. see a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right, we're back live. It is our Spotlight Hour. It's Wednesday, August 10th of 2022. We're counting down the days here. Well, I'm counting down a couple things, mainly my birthday on Friday, August 12th of 2022. But today is, weeks, a couple days to go. It's 8:35 in the morning as we broadcast live from New York City. You guys know I'm out in Brooklyn, New York. And I am bringing to back to the line. She is first of all, let me just say this officially. Nicole Marie, my current co-host, who is out of Water Valley, Mississippi, has just been doing incredible things on the show. And I'm happy just to get her on this morning to mix it up with one of our legendary co-hosts. We're talking about LaSonya Nicole out of the Maryland area. And this is your guys' first time meeting right here live on the show. So first of all, let me work in the one and only Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning again, and welcome
good
to the
morning.
Spotlight Hour, Nicole Marie. Yes,
yes,
hi.
Thank
Hello.
You. Good morning, good morning. Hello,
yes,
LaSonya.
Good morning.
Nicole.
Oh, well, yes, I'm going to get her on the line right now. LaSonya, Nicole Marie, we've got two
good morning, Nicole.
Independent Nicoles this morning.
Good morning,
guys.
Now, let me just
How
say,
are you today?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Great. Now, let me just say, with the name Nicole... Hey, can't go wrong.
I know, right?
Good women, good women.
Yes, absolutely. Now, hold it. Nicole Marie. I got to get this together this morning. Nicole Marie, I know, I don't know if you had heard a little bit. I think you had heard that LaSonya Nicole was on the show because I think when you came to the show, Nicole Marie, you had heard that there was a Nicole, I believe, had been on the show.
Yes,
I think something like
that. I did.
And I don't think I
did. Yeah.
Okay, what did you, what, how did all that happen? Because I don't think we ever really talked about it.
It was mentioned in during our, one of our conversations, but then I also heard a previous interview about her.
That
you had done. Yes. Yes,
okay.
The previous interview, and let me mention from that interview that my family also calls me Nikki as well.
Oh,
wow!
In that interview, in the interview where you were saying that your family calls you Nikki, and your name is Nikki, Nikki Nick, but your family calls you Nikki, so and mine does too.
Oh,
awesome.
Yep. Growing up, that was my name, Nikki.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Well, that is exactly how it is.
And I talked to both of you. I can hear similarities. which I guess is something subconscious that I had. I didn't even think I had that. But I'm so grateful. And LaSonia, I have to say, you know, just in having you on the show, we've had a lot of great co-hosts. We have. A lot of amazing women have been on the show. And guys. We've also had some male guys who have been on the show as well. But I have to say, I enjoyed the time. Like you said, and I have to tell you, LaSonia, you were right. It was some heavy things going on when we did those shows. Like, we were really heavy in society at that time. And I had forgotten that it was that we came through all of that. We were on and going hard. And some of those conversations.
That was a difficult time period.
It was really
It absolutely
hard.
Was. It absolutely was.
It was tough.
You know, it was definitely a reckoning period of time, a reckoning and an awakening.
And one of my things I remember on those Fridays, we would go in, like literally go in. And Cheryl, and I don't know if you remember this, LaSonia Nicole, because I didn't mention it to you, but her dad, Cheryl Morrow's dad. Cheryl was on with us when we did that, what was it called, the Madam C.J. Walker, the Rise, what was the name of that Netflix show?
Self-Made,
thank you. She was our guest. And I think we did a nighttime version or something. We did something special.
Yeah, we've
and
done
Cheryl,
night versions.
We used to do nighttime versions all the time, I think, back then. And we haven't done it since. So we're going to have to really do something like that. We used to do a lot of that. And Cheryl came on, and she stirred the pot. We were, you know, it was supposed to have been we were helping to promote the Netflix show called Self-Made. And it's still out there, I think, on Netflix. I don't watch Netflix all that much, but I think it's still out there somehow if you haven't seen it. And our guest, you know, remember the lady behind it is a friend of ours as well, and she's been on my show and at my live events as well. The wonderful lady who wrote she wrote the book that the movie is based on. So, and she's the great great granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker herself. So, you know, I don't think I will ever forget that. So we're talking about Lilia Bundles. So we had to be nice, but when the movie came out and Cheryl was on and we had this big panel, they kind of shredded the movie. She went in on it. You guys can play it back, yeah. But it was really, we had a great time. And everybody, because this show is about just being yourself, it's hard to explain what the Hair Radio Morning Show is because we are all on it. This is who we are, but it's a version of us. I think I think I'm the only person who actually lives Hair Radio 24 hours a day. But for the most part.
Well, I would agree with that.
Okay, I didn't expect to have you two ladies joining forces now. That's kind of true. I really do. I think I live with this every day. So so it was really interesting. Now, Cheryl Morrow's dad, of course, is the late, great Willie Morrow, who just died. It was all over the news. He's the one who created that hair pick type thing that sold so much out there in the world.
Right.
So we are tipping our hat to him and to Cheryl, who's still, now she's back in San Diego area out in California, and she's heading up his magazine and, you know, just doing so many things to continue his legacy. So that's all I wanted to say on that. So now, LaSonia, so what's going on in the hair business? So now, are you still doing hair? Are you still working in the hair stuff? Or are you putting that on hold? What's going on with you, LaSonia Nicole, and the hair industry?
To wake up and not do hair would be unheard of. That would be like you waking up and not doing the radio.
That ain't going to happen. That's true. Thank you for that.
But
so
for LaSonia, I don't just do hair. That's not, you know, what I like to classify it as. I really, really do educate the consumers and stylists. It's really a strong focus in hair care for me. That's where my passion is. That's where my heart is, you know, getting people to understand that protective styles are not always protective, the health and the health of the hair, the health of the scalp. And so since I'm doing the Hair Radio Morning Show, I opened up a new salon in our big Westfield Mall in Annapolis.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I have a salon in Annapolis Mall that's doing really well. It's called Salon MW. So that's salon, then the letter M, the word double, and the letter U. And that is my baby. We have multiple stylists that are coming in. I really wanted to be in a different area, and I really wanted to focus on merging the gap in the, you know, a lot of times hair is pretty, you know, kind of segregated, you know. Typically, black folks go to a black salon, white folks go to a white salon, and so forth and so forth. And I really wanted to be in an area to be able to merge that. And that's why I chose to go into Annapolis Mall. We focus
now,
a lot on...
Have you been able to do just that? Has it worked out?
Yes.
Okay.
It's great. You know, in the morning you have the walkers that come in. You know, we do a lot of extensions. So we are certified in quite a few extension methods inside the salon. So it has been really, really great. I'm not quite sure. I didn't go to Annapolis a long time ago, but I love it. I absolutely love it. And just one brief thing, like I was struggling with a name for the salon, and I could not come up with a name. And
wasn't
I had, you know, like,
the name
I was...
Carrie Hines?
Not at all.
That was just fine.
It wasn't speaking to me at that point in time. But to that point is how I got to Salon MW. So my family's last name is McGriff Wallace, and so we go by the MWs all the time. But I was listening to a podcast, and in this podcast, it was speaking about how as black people, we always take our money from our family and we give it to another family. It was talking about how, you know, like Walmart is named after the Waltons and Maybach, or you take your money and you give it to Wells Fargo, who is two different families. And so from listening to that podcast, I was like, yeah, I'm going to leave money for my family. And that's how I came up with the Salon MW. But double is spelled out just to have a little, you know, twist on the MW.
So
it's named after my family. It's named after my children, which half is, you know, half of my children. We have a blended family, so half has a last name that starts with the M, and the other half has a last name that starts with the W. And so it was like, yeah, this is going to be our legacy. So we're projecting to open up in another Westfield Mall, and then, you know, we want to continue to open up salons in different places in different Westfield Malls. So that's where we are right now.
I love that. Yes, leaving that legacy with the actual name. I love that. I love that. Now, it's in your salon. Do you focus on all types of hair care? You mentioned the extensions, but do you do natural hair and just everything?
So extensions is not extensions is not what I would necessarily call hair care, but we focus on the health of the hair and the health of the scalp. That is where we focus. Like, we have the spa treatments. Like, you know, there's going to be some type of treatment that's always done when you come in that caters to the scalp or caters to your hair. And then from there, it's all about the products that we're putting in your hair and the way. You know, like, for instance, like with our silk press, a lot of people get silk presses all the time, but their hair is damaged. Their curls don't convert back.
Right.
They have a lot of breakage.
Right.
So our process with the silk press, where you have to go through training for it, guarantees that your hair always converts back. You have to know the difference between whether you're using a tourmaline flat iron or whether you're using a ceramic flat iron, because those heat settings need to be different. So that's where
that's
we're
right.
coming in, focusing
All
on
right.
the health of the hair and
the
health
of
the scalp. You know, like if your scalp, like we have machines that can see if the pores in your scalp are blocked or if you have multiple follicles coming out of a pore or just one, or if that follicle is damaged. And so we need to do treatments to get the health of that follicle back or the health of the strands of hair back. So that's what I mean when I say we focus on the health of the hair and the health of the scalp, because you can't have healthy hair when you don't have a healthy foundation.
Exactly. And,
right,
and
that's
I
where
want
it starts.
To do something and say it's not just, you know, coverings. And I understand
yeah.
that. And I get what
yeah.
you're saying.
And, you know, a lot
yeah.
of people are like, you know, they are healthy hair care. But what does that mean? What does it mean to have
right.
healthy hair care? It's not just, you know, like even when we do extensions, there's a proper way to put extensions in. And then there is a way that when you put extensions in, as we see a lot of times now, people come out of extensions and weaves and don't have any edges. So what is
exactly.
it that you do
exactly.
to prevent and make sure that that protective style is actually really, truly protective? So that's
exactly.
where we come in, and we focus a lot on true hair and scalp care.
Yes.
Right. I love
and
that.
I love that.
That's where it starts.
That's what
right.
the Hair Radio Morning Show is about, and highlighting exactly what you just said. Now, I have to say, this reminds me, because you did a lot of tutelage under the great Barry Fletcher, and I hope you guys are still
yes.
you still stay connected to Barry.
Oh,
we
got to
get him on the show.
Absolutely.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
yeah, we had
absolutely.
Him on. Yeah.
To the point that we're getting ready to go into Canada. So Canada has just launched
oh.
their natural hair care program. Their
yeah, yeah.
What's it called? Their prime minister, I forgot what they call their person, but whoever it is, just signed
yeah.
off on it. So they ended up calling me, asking me
yeah.
to teach their
yeah.
natural hair
yeah.
program. So
oh.
I'll be doing that. So we start that in
what,
September.
You know,
so that's been in the process.
Do you
so
know which
I will
part
be in Nova
Canada?
Scotia,
oh,
the
yeah,
Nova Scotia
both.
Providence area.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
yeah
that's big. That's coming
us.
Up. So I'm looking
yeah.
forward to doing that.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that when you do that, you'll be able to come back on anyway. Yeah, we were just on with the Black Beauty Culture Association folks up there, Samantha and all of them, Samantha Slaughter. And she's a big part
oh, yeah.
of that.
Oh, yeah, that's who I'm, working. Yeah, Samantha, that's exactly who
yeah.
I'm working with.
Yeah.
Samantha and I are doing
yeah.
a lot together.
Yeah, she was on the show about a couple weeks ago. So, it, you know,
yeah.
the hair
okay.
community is small.
Yeah,
and,
it's a very small community.
It. Yeah, so we love it, and we love you. You're a great person. You've always been very serious about what you're doing. And it was just, it was a very stressful time when you were on. So I just wanted to say that, because we had a lot we were coping with in society. I will never forget having those things on, and I just remember the state of, I think it was Georgia, who went right back on to continue. Everybody else was closed down. I just remember some of these, I mean, they were like crazy moments on the show. It really was quite remarkable how we muddled on through those conversations. And we were on, and LaSonya Nicole, I think you were on like all 3 hours. You were on early. We
yeah.
used to meet.
Mm-hmm.
We had a. You do remember we had a meet, we had a conference call every morning. Do you remember that?
I do.
And
I absolutely
like
do every morning.
Morning.
It was probably about 5:45.
You remember? Oh yes. See, I kind of take it easy on Nicole Marie now. Nicole, yeah.
Well, being
Nicole
in
Marie,
central,
she pretty
being
much
in central time zone. The show starts at 5,
yeah.
so I'm, you know.
Yeah, I give you a little bit of a break, but think LaSonya put it in. You really helped to kind of get in all that, and we kind of took. So listen, I'm just going to say this one thing here. Oh, I got one person who wants to shout out to you. You got so many people on this morning. And I think I see Queen Tree, who wanted to quickly say something to you, LaSonya Nicole.
Great.
So, Queen Tree,
right.
I think I see you here. Queen Tree, is that you? Can you hear us? You're on with LaSonya Nicole and Nicole Marie. and Kara.
Good morning. Good morning.
So,
good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Wonderful.
How are you?
Great, great, great.
Okay. All right.
How are you?
Okay,
so
Queen
good
Queen, what would you like
voice
to say?
Down.
Is this not nice? Is this a nice treat?
Yes, it is. I want to shout out to the Hair Radio Show, Sonya Nicole and Miss Sonya Marie. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
So you got all the names all together, but you're doing good. Queen Trees, we love you here on the show. So, LaSonya Nicole, this is what you bring out of folks. So thank you for that, Queen Trees. You guys hear her all the time here on the show, shouting out everybody. So I'm happy to have you back. I'm hoping that we'll get some convos going to kind of get you back. You know, LaSonya Nicole, you need your own thing, honey. You need your own time. We'll talk about all that and see what we can, you know, bring to the listeners on our platform, which won't interfere with what you got going on. We'll talk off air. But I just wanted to say this has been, to me, it's been remarkable. It really has.
Yeah.
It's been quite remarkable to have you back.
It's always good to connect.
Yeah, and so now before we let you go, got one more person, our host, Michael Hopkins. He does the vet talk stuff that we got to work in. And just, Michael, I always have you to give your last question of the day to our guests. You've been listening to the Nicoles, I'll call them, a new singing group on the show today. LaSonya Nicole, of course, our great guest is joining us today, and our regular co-host, Nicole Marie. So, what, Michael Hopkins, what do you want to say to the Nicoles this morning?
Oh, I have one question, just out of curiosity. I just wanted to know, what advice, since you work a co-host with Carrie Hines, what advice do you give to myself, Michael Hopkins, and Nicole Marie, working with Carrie Hines? What advice can you give us?
To smile and take a deep breath.
I'm going to get you for that one. Y'all just had
smile
a fun
and take a deep
morning.
Breath.
Oh,
smile and take a deep breath.
Good advice.
Well,
okay.
Sound like a plan
well,
to me.
Oh, I'm just loving it. Listen,
I love that.
I have to say, this
you
is
get
the
lunch
most
on me today
I've...
for that question.
Michael, uh-oh. You're going to pay for that one. Okay, we'll
uh-oh.
Get you back on that one. I have to say, this is quite a bit of fun. I really have to say, you always bring it. You always bring the excitement, and this is just the beginning. I'm sorry that 2 years, I think, have gone by, but everything happens when it is supposed to happen. So I'm so grateful for. So what's next real quickly for you, LaSonya Nicole? What's next for you?
I think I'm still going to be in Westfield and continuing to branch out. And I think the next big thing is more traveling, more traveling and educating. That's probably where my passion is. You know, now that we're coming out of this pandemic, I can really get back into traveling, stateside and internationally with our, education.
Absolutely. Well, I think this is going to be just fabulous. And we are looking forward to continuing this story. We want to continue to stay on top of everything that you're doing and your beautiful new salon. Which shocked me. I was so happy to hear that. So I can't wait to continue all this wonderful talk. So when you have some time, of course, pass along our well wishes to the family and to everybody, you know, on what's going on here and from our side. And we're going to continue this. This is a great show to play back, folks. And I've got to say, we're going to have fun. If you missed any part of it, we have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio network over at upscalemagazineradio.com. That's upscalemagazineradio.com. You're going to hear this broadcast today, play back over there. And we're real excited about that. And I'm just really pleased. I think we're going to have some great things going on as we kind of move along. So, all right, LaSonya Nicole, I'm going to give you the last word. Any, you know, shout-outs or anything else you want to leave us with today?
You know, Carrie, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for reaching out and inviting me back onto the Carrie Hines Hair Radio Morning Show, all tongue-tied.
Yeah.
And Marie and Michael, it was a pleasure to meet you all, and I look forward to, you know, connecting soon down the line.
Yeah.
And again, to the Hair Radio Morning Show, God bless you. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening today.
You got it.
Best of luck to you
here.
And all your endeavors that you're working on.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Well, the two Nicole. Okay, the Nicoles. we're going to go ahead and get our outro on today. And again, I'm Carrie Hines. I just want to say with two amazing, incredible folks, and of course, Michael Hopkins and the entire crew at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Starts at 6 in the morning till 9, and Eugene Davis will be on live in this space in our Spotlight Hour. You don't want to miss him. He's going to bring us up to date on all he's doing. Here's our outro. Thanks again. Great job, everybody. Great job.
Have a good day, everyone.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's a program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys now. It's at Rugged Evolution. Now, Rugged Evolution Beard Care is the actual name of the company. Rugged Evolution Beard Care makes a complete line. I love their products. Go to www.ruggedevo.com for more details. Again, that's ruggedevo.com for complete details.